I didn't set out to become the Midnight Marauder. When I accepted the fact my life was going to be that of a vigilante, I thought of myself as the Twilight Deliverer. But I guess Judge Gideon Anderson's last words to me about being a Midnight Marauder came closer to an accurate description of my role in life. I'm John Kruder. In many ways, I feel like I've been somehow misplaced. I always seem to be out of my element. I live in the West, but I was raised in the East. Those I have been closest to in life are uneducated, and some can neither read nor write. I have 2 degrees from Harvard, including one from Harvard Law School and a master's from Oxford. My father was Robert Kruder, founder and builder of the Great National Railroad. I always suspected he had more money than God. When both he and my mother died in a buggy accident, I found I was not far off the mark. He wanted me to follow in his footsteps and be a railroad executive. I tried, but found my heart was just not in it. Instead, I sold his company and went to law school because I wanted to make a difference in the lives of people who would be denied justice without someone like me. The thing I got from law school that stuck the most was the fact that the scales of justice must balance. For a while, I thought I could do that as an attorney. As I looked for a place to hang out my shingle, nothing captured my attention like the town of Bandera, Texas. The town seemed ideal in many ways. Friendly people, enough development to support the needs of the population, and an absence of the vices I had seen in larger Western cities. Sure, there was a saloon, but only one, and there was seldom any trouble there. I could have set up a practice in Bandera, for there was no competition. But I would have been idle most of the time because people simply didn't need a lawyer in Bandera. And if they did, they just rode a few miles to San Antonio for their legal needs to be met. Bandera gave me another opportunity. I never sought. I was appointed the town marshal after I killed the murderer of their former marshal. As it turns out, just a few weeks into the job, I discovered Bandera was corrupt to its core. The leaders of the town, while appearing to be upright and law-abiding, were actually criminals. The town council was not only crooked, but all 6 were murderers. They were able to operate with impunity due to having several state officials on their payroll that would prevent anyone from seeking justice outside of Bandera. The main way I communicated with my only friends in Bandera was by using a coded message sent via telegram to Aunt May, an alias that has only lifted a few eyebrows when I claimed the telegram. On this particular day, I went to the telegraph office in Austin to see if I had gotten a communication from Bandera. Sure enough, I had. Listen to this cryptic message. Aunt May, Austin, Texas. All is well here. Relax. Looking forward to seeing you again soon. Slim and Charlotte, Bandera, Texas. Previously, I had to leave Bandera in a hurry after dispatching the thoroughly corrupt judge. While I wrestled with that decision, I realized unless I acted, he and his fellow council members would slowly strangle Bandera. Oh, how I love Bandera. And I'm beginning to think I have the same feelings about Charlotte. She's the prettiest woman I have ever known. It's hard for me to call her a woman since she's only 19. At first, I thought she was too young for me. But I had second thoughts when I realized there's only 7 years between us. Hurriedly, I wrote out a response. Slim and Charlotte Hansen, Bandera, Texas. Have decided to come for a visit. See you in a few days. Aunt May, Austin, Texas.